A short report released late Tuesday night from Xinhua had few details, but the numbers it divulged were surprising. According to Xinhua, some 8,600 individuals have traveled to Guangdong from Ebola-hit areas in West Africa since late August. And of that number, more than 5,400 have been released from medical supervision. The report gave no details about the rest of the travelers, and it did not clearly say what it meant by medical supervision or specify which countries the travelers were from. An official at the Liberian embassy says that Chinese authorities have not informed them of any suspected cases. Officials at the Sierra Leone embassy were unavailable for comment. The Canton Fair, China's largest trade exhibition, opened last week in Guangzhou and runs through early November. Chinese media reports say screening at the fair has been stepped up with temperature testing facilities. Reports also say that those attending the fair from Ebola-hit areas in West Africa have been asked to stay in designated hotels where their temperature is monitored. At major international airports in China, special screening lines for travelers from West Africa have also been set up. Adams Badomo, a professor of African studies at the University of Vienna, says when he arrived in China recently in Beijing, he had to go through the special line because he carries a Ghana passport. Badomo later traveled to Guangzhou from Hong Kong by train. At Guangzhou East Station, he says there was also a special line set up for individuals carrying West African passports.
Because Guangzhou has the largest community of Africans in the country in China, the thinking is that if this virus is to come into the country at all, it will most likely be through Guangzhou.
Badomo says that at that time he did not hear about any individuals being quarantined, but everyone was on edge, even in late August and early September.
It seems there's a lot of, the people are scared and there's even scaremongering in the community.
Chinese Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Hua Chunying. Hua says that given the spread of Ebola, it has been listed as an epidemic that is subject to quarantine. She adds that individuals who are screened from affected countries for symptoms and show no signs of the virus are allowed to travel in China without restrictions. Hua referred further questions to Chinese health authorities. However, officials did not respond to a request for more information on the situation in Guangzhou and how suspected travelers were being handled. China is not alone in its concerns about the spread of the deadly virus. There is a growing global debate about the need for travel bans. Some lawmakers say a travel ban would be useful, but President Barack Obama has so far sided with health officials who are opposed to a travel ban. On Wednesday, however, the United States will begin funneling all flights from Ebola-hit areas in West Africa through five major airports. Speaking at a press conference in Beijing, El-Hajj Assi, Secretary General of the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies, expressed optimism that the outbreak could be brought under control in 4 to 6 months. He also says closing borders will not stop the spread of the virus.
So it creates a lot of fear and extreme panic that sometimes, lead to very irrational, type of behaviors and measures like closing borders, canceling flights, isolating countries, etc. And those are no solutions. The only solution is how can we join our efforts to contain, those kind of viruses and epidemic at their epicenter.
China says it is reaching out to the international community to offer increased support and collaboration. Beijing has pledged some $35 million in medical aid to the worst affected countries. Since the outbreak began, China has sent nearly 200 medical personnel to West African countries to help fight the spread of the virus. Bill Ide, VOA News, Beijing.